This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Khimire with the news. The headlines first. Government and Nepal Communist Party led by Netra Bikramchand Biplab sign a three-point agreement. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli says Nepal is moving ahead in the direction of peace, ending all violence and conflict. Nepal Communist Party Biplab Group General Secretary Netra Bikramchand says the three-point agreement held with the government is for peace and stability. And at least seven university students fall to death in Bolivia. The government of Nepal and the Netra Bikramchand Biplab-led group have signed a three-point agreement. Coordinator of the government talk team and Home Minister Rambhadur Thapa and coordinator of the Biplab-led group Kharga Bahadur Bishwakarma signed the agreement amid a ceremony held at the City Hall yesterday in presence of Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli and the group's General Secretary Netra Bikramchand. Member of the government talk team and Prime Minister's Foreign Affairs Advisor Dr. Rajan Bhatrai informed that with the agreement, the both sides had agreed to resolve the country's political issues through dialogues. He added that the Biplab-led group would carry out peaceful activities and the government had lifted ban imposed on the group. Dr. Bhatrai further informed that the government would release the group's cadres and revoke all the cases filed against them. Addressing the agreement signing ceremony, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli said, with the consensus, Nepal had moved in the path of prosperity with full peace and stability, ending all kinds of violence in the country. Prime Minister Oli also said the international community had highly prioritized and highly applauded the achievement Nepal obtained in peace building. In a different note, the Prime Minister stated that the Prachanda Nepal group of the Nepal Communist Party were attempting to topple the majority government and push the country into instability. Prime Minister Oli added that he would not let the group succeed in their ill intention. The Prime Minister also clarified that he had not proposed anyone for the premiership. On the occasion, General Secretary of the Biplab-led group, Netra Bikramchand, said the three-point agreement was reached in visioning prosperous Nepal with sustainable peace and stability. Leader Chand vowed to follow the agreement, urging all not to have any doubt on his party's efforts. Earlier, Leader Chanda met Prime Minister Oli at the official residence of the Prime Minister at Balwatar. The government has announced a plan to administer the second dose of vaccine against COVID-19 to the people from April 20 to 28. Addressing a discussion session entitled The Science of COVID-19 Vaccine and Vaccination Campaign in Nepal, organized by the Ministry of Health and Population yesterday, spokesperson of the ministry, Professor Dr. Jageshwar Gautam, urged all to extend help from their sites to make the vaccination campaign successful. Also addressing the session, joint spokesperson of the ministry, Dr. Samir Kumar Adhikari, said preparations had been made for administering the second dose after 8 weeks of receiving the first dose. Likewise, expert from the Nepal Office of the World Health Organization, Dr. Rahul Pradhan, said vaccination was the most effective measure to stay safe from the coronavirus infection. Meanwhile, the Ministry of Health and Population reported 120 coronavirus infection cases yesterday with 83 recoveries. The ministry did not report any corona-related death yesterday. A 16-member team comprising a member of royal family of Bahrain is arriving Nepal to climb Mount Everest. The team includes the Prince of Bahrain, Sheikh Nasir bin Hamad Al Khalifa. Issuing a press release, Nepali Embassy in Bahrain has confirmed the Royals' Nepal visit, saying the team will leave for Nepal on the 15th of March. The team, comprising 13 Bahrainis working at Bahrain Royal Guard and 3 British nationals, will stay in Nepal for 79 days. The team had successfully climbed Lobuche Peak and Mount Manaslu in 2020. Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudil has urged the entrepreneurs and business community to furnish suggestions on addressing the existing problems. Addressing the 62nd General Assembly of Siddhartha Commerce and Industries Union at Rupandehi yesterday, Finance Minister Paulil urged the business community to furnish suggestions as the government was for formulating budget for the next year. Dahal Nepal faction of the Nepal Communist Party has elected Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda as its parliamentary party leader. Whip of the faction Dev Prasad Gurung said the parliamentary party meeting of the faction held under the chairmanship of senior member Charanath Khanal yesterday elected Prachanda as its leader. The meeting of the party also welcomed the agreement signed between the government and the Netra Bikram Chand Biplab-led group. It also urged the government to provide necessary relief to victims of the Doban Bazar fire. President Vidyadevi Bhandari has expressed best wishes for the success of Make in Nepal Swadeshi campaign forwarded by the Confederation of Nepalese Industries CNI. At a program at the office of the president thanked the CNI for uplifting the issue the president had in her inner heart. The president said the national perspective and ideological clarity from the leadership level was needed to make the campaign a success. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli inquired about the health condition of the Nepal Communist Party's vice chairperson, Bamdev Gautam, yesterday. Prime Minister Oli, reaching the private residence of Gautam at Poinsipati, met Gautam and his family and took stock of Gautam's health. Oli was accompanied by Minister for Foreign Affairs, Pradeep Kumar Gyawali, Nepal Communist Party Parliamentary Party Deputy Leader Subhas Nemang and Chief Political Advisor to the Prime Minister, Bishnu Rimal. The border transit point between Nepal and China in Raswagari of Raswa district resumed yesterday. The transit point had closed due to the Losar festival. Seven large Chinese containers had brought goods to the Nepali side of the border on the first day of the reopening of the transit point, which was yesterday. Nepali Congress Parliamentary Committee has welcomed the Supreme Court's verdict of reinstating the House of Representatives. Whip of party Pushpa Bhusal said Nepali Congress Parliamentary Party discussed the contemporary politics and the role of Nepali Congress in the House in the present context. Whip Bhusal further said the meeting decided to demand the government to provide anti-COVID-19 vaccines to the public accessibly and open the border checkpoint shut during lockdowns, easing mobility among the people. Nepali Congress leader Arjun Narsingh KC said Nepali Congress should not hurry to go to the government. Addressing a program organized by the press union in Chitwan yesterday, leader KC said Congress was mandated to remain in opposition for 5 years, so Congress must play the role as per the mandate. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. news bulletin. Time for a short break now.
बाबा हाम्रो स्कुलमा पाठशाला सीयूजी सिमको फारम भर्ने अरे हजुर पनि जान पर्छ है
के हो नानी यो पाठशाला सीयूजी सिम भने
नेपाल टेलिकमको सरकारी स्कुलका शिक्षक विद्यार्थी र अभिभावकहरु बीच पठनपाठनका लागि मोबाइलमा जति पनि कुराकानी गर्न मिल्ने अनि 10 कक्षासम्म पढाइ हुने पाठ्य सामग्री राखेको वेबसाइट खोलेर पढ्न मिल्ने निशुल्क पाठशाला सीयूजी सिम
मोबाइलमा पढ्ने मात्र भनेर भो खर्च नि
नेपाल टेलिकमले निशुल्क सिम दिन्छ रे हजुरको एनटीसी सिम छदेछ त्यसैमा राखेबो मेरो लागि लिउला अनि मासिक खर्च पनि पालिकाबाट नै तिरिदिनेले
ओहो स्कुल नखुलेर मलाई त तिमीहरुको पढाइको कस्तो पीर लागेको थियो अब भने ढुक्काउने भो
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. news bulletin. On to some international updates now. Violent protests have hit Senegal for a third day as demonstrators burned cars and clashed with police after the arrest of an opposition leader on Wednesday. Four people have died in the rare unrest, the Interior Ministry said. Ousmane Sonko appeared in court on Friday after being accused of disrupting public order. He also faces a rape allegation. He denies the allegations and his supporters say the accusations are politically motivated. UN Secretary-General Antonio Guterres has urged protesters and police to refrain from violence in the nation, which is one of West Africa's most stable countries. At least 7 students have died and 5 seriously injured when they fell from the 4th floor of a university building in Bolivia after a metal railing gave way on Tuesday. Bolivia government spokesperson says the footage of the incident showed students crammed into a narrow passageway trying to enter an assembly hall. Bolivia's interior minister Eduardo del Castillo had earlier reported 5 deaths and 3 injuries related to the incident, but the total was revised after the health ministry reviewed the case details. The injured and deceased were between the ages of 20 and 24. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the forecasting division, the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy in province number 1, Bagmati province and Gandaki province, and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather reports now. Maximum temperature of 24.7 degrees Celsius and minimum of 8.9 degrees Celsius. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up the headlines, once again. Government and Biplab-led Nepal Communist Party sign a 3-point agreement. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli says Nepal is moving ahead in the direction of peace, ending all violence and conflicts. Biplab Group General Secretary Netra Bikram Chand says the 3-point agreement held with government is for peace and stability. And at least 7 university students fall to death in Bolivia. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.